Alright, are we ready? Alright, clocker is back to two.
Hey, plague is opening a hatch in her lair to admit a centipedian automaton with a sheet of paper attached in its jaws.
Welcome home, Poppet. I knew I could count on you. Let's see what Information Officer Gill thinks is too privileged to share with Ellingson Security, shall we?
She withdraws a sheet of papers from the automaton's jaws.
Well, there certainly is much more to this Daedalus Murphy than we expected. Father died in debtor's prison, mother petitioned tirelessly to get him into university, and first succeeded in doing so at Cambridge. But he chose to follow her to London and try his luck here instead. Poor taste, young Dade. But it tells us what we need, doesn't it, Poppet? Get the mother, get the boy.
She cackles for a while.
Oh, excuse me.
Back to Dade, Snack, Nikon, and Kate at Synesthesia.
Let it hereby be sworn that the terms of this contest are the following. To visit all men of annoyance, bother, Crevenin, hasslement, and general mischief upon Richard Gill of Her Majesty's Guard in return for his own persecution of the lass Josie Pardelli.
The duel will last until we declare a winner. Use only the tools, books, secrets, and passcodes in your possession.
Can't ask for any help from us.
Any questions?
Yes. Do you have a family plot, Mr. Murphy? Or shall we consign your corpse to a potter's field?
Ooh, pinky dindy.
Cut to Kate, releasing whirring bird automata from her bedroom window to the guide Nikon. They zoom unerringly to the centre of the city.
And tell them not to bother the tower agents again. I say, what are those things?
The automata buzz around his head, blades extended.
Heavens, my wig, it's fallen to pieces.
Oh! The wages of sin!
He strikes him with an umbrella. Cut back to Dade, plucking together another monkey automaton.
Where's this one supposed to go?
Looks like the Times offices.
Oh, it's just delivering a classified advertisement.
Local gentleman, known to go about with loose garters, seeks a friend of utmost discretion with whom to stroll about of an evening. Fellow gents of Southwest London, sort of specially. Rumsil's blown, Drury Lane egg, not an object.
Dade pings the message to the monkey and releases it. Cut to Gill, arms loaded with envelopes.
Yet more post. What's this say? I wish to dine at your private restaurant. I have no such restaurant. An angle for your farthings. You must be my wife in watercolours. Your company should be most welcome within the chambers.
How vulgar!
Kate is feeding sheets of paper to a raven-shaped automaton.
Oh, can it really reproduce a luminograph that quickly?
And the tintype below it as well.
Wanted for crimes including raucous humming, consorting with gypsies and squirrel poaching. Should the man shown above be seen, apprehend him and notify the London Constabulary for a reward of not less than £5.6.
Gill is being tackled by an assortment of rough-looking men.
Oi, I'll teach you to assault the Queen's Guard. Back, mongrel. Yeah.
He's borne to the ground under them.
Have you any idea who I am?
The wages of sin!
Again she strikes him with an umbrella. Dade, Snack, Kate and Nikon scramble up grappling hooks to the roof of the Royal Guard quarters.
Why the blue pigeon?
Dade strips away roofing until he can lower a suction cup onto a reel in the hole.
It looks like he's attached it to the internal speaking tube.
Yes, I need to speak to someone immediately, regarding my wages.
Whose wages are those, sir?
Gill, Commander Richard Gill.
Just a moment, sir. Ah, those have been suspended, effective immediately.
Would you kindly tell me why?
Records indicated that the officer in question is deceased.
I'm what?
Back to the scoreboard at Synesthesia.
Dead.
Dead?
Habeas corpus rigor mortis.
Impressive.
Your revenge like even.
Don't hang about, what's the score now?
Snack flips a tile over.
Tied. 60 points.
No!
Well, due to the poor man's untimely passing, I reckon you two will have to improvise the next round there. Perhaps raise the wee stakes.
You think about it. I'm dogged. I'm going to douse one of the chubs.
When he arrives, Mrs. Murphy pants for the parson.
Getting mysterious boxes from your secret admirers, I suppose.
Dade takes it and hurries to his room, where he rips it open. collapsible frame, hung with brass tools, springs open.
New works? What's this? A wax cylinder recorder?
You wanted to know who I... Arctic poles. Me to explain the emerging system of the world. Trading companies have armies, navies, and policing forces as large as the governments to... They pay lip service. But they still need people like you and me. Are the Knights Errant. We are cowboys of the American West. And all the nameless hordes out there wouldn't know a spring from a cogwheel of the cattle. Moo, moo. I need your help. You need my help. Let me give you help to earn your spurs. Please give it a thought. Enjoy the works, Paul. Tell me where the plans are.
At the pond, Josephine sits nervously on a bench, flicking seeds of pigeons. Phantom sits down next to her.
Welcome back to the daylight.
Phantom, I've got to talk to you a minute. Listen, I found some rotten plans.
Old hat. Plans in the clock are worthless, probably left over from the original linker.
It's from Ellingson, all right? And they keep asking me about it, see? Please take a look for me. Come on.
She passes the water depth plans to Phantom. He looks up to notice that a man under a camera hood has been taking a picture of them for the last 30 seconds.
Poor Josie, you've got a tapper.
Blimey!
They sprint off in opposite directions. Two guardsmen follow. Back at his house, Phantom stuffs arms full of plans into a burning rubbish bin, smashes automata, and buries his tools in a midden. A sudden knock at his door. He wakes up.
Did I fall asleep in my clothes?
Cramon, wake up! You're due at the university!
Come on, Nancy.
Raymond Escobar, you are under arrest for a violation of the Clockwork Abuse Statutes of 1853.
Hurry up and arrest me!
The guardsmen drag him off to a cell. As soon as they leave, he tears out a note sewn to the inside of his shirt and builds a bird-like automaton from straw and bedridden to carry it out the window.
It says, "Dimba Damba Josie wasn't telling tales. She really clocked a Big Ben. She gave me the plans she found inside it, and now I'm in the jail." He says, "They say I planted some automaton called Leonardo da Vinci. They keep asking about you lot. Suss the plans and do it fast. They're in that place where I left that thing that time."
Kate opens a book, finds the pages cut out, and the plans stuffed inside it. Sighs, closes it, and hands it to a librarian.
Fitting material from an unmarried young lady.
I'm to scourge myself with it. Part of a penance.
Ooh, the wages of sin!
Dave opens the door to the servants' quarters to find Kate and Snack waiting. Mrs. Murphy looks over his shoulder as she passes.
Well, now we see what all the fuss was about.
We need your help.
Let's talk upstairs.
He shuts the door to his room.
It's a nice room.
Did the young lady want to make obeisances now or later?
Kate turns to storm back out.
No. Truce, lads and lasses. Listen, we got a higher purpose here, all right? A wake-up call for the opium generation. We demand free access to the works of the world. Well, that comes with some responsibility. When I was a child, I spake it as a child. I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. It's Corinthians 1, chapter 9, verse 14.
I believe you'll find it's 13:11.
Can't you count?
Look. Phantom and Josie are wearing the board arrow for someone else's flag.
Miss Murphy, such vulgar tongue.
One must speak at the level of one's audience. We need your help to make sense of these plans.
I can't. Everyone who touches them gets hauled off. I'm sorry, I can't afford to get arrested.
But this use the loo.
He slumps out. Kate turns to Dave, honestly appealing.
What's the matter with you? I know we've been playing games, but we are ostensibly on the same side. And we really need your help. I really need your help.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, I had one of my ravens duplicate the plans. Can you keep this safe so we have something untouched to give to my solicitor if Gil catches up with us?
Dear hearts, we just wanted to say help yourselves to anything in the larder. Mr. Snack already has.
Thank you, Mrs. Murphy.
All right. That's a duplicate.
Thank you.
She leaves. Dade closes the door and sits heavily on the bed. A bat-like automaton flaps in through his window and deposits a wanted poster, much like the earlier one of Gil, in his lap.
Wanted. Laura Murphy? Crimes ranging through prostitution, escaping transportation, and assaulting an officer of the Queen's Guard?
A wax cylinder in the bat's body starts to rotate.
She will be dragged bodily out of your home, handled by the men of the guard. Don't take kindly to women attacking there, and tossed in a rank cell to wait for her trial. If there is no record of her crimes, that trial will never come. And you, Mr. Murphy, will have a matched pair of parents. Liberty Girl has all the plans I need. Bring them to the Paddington Underground Rail Concourse and arrive alone.
Later that night, Dade stands in the middle of a thick London particular, the sheaf of plans in one hand. Plague rolls up on her wheeled sled, smiling.
Should you so much as touch my mother?
Don't threaten me, Cole.
Dear, your plans.
Good boy.
Listen, Kate didn't know what these were for. She came to me to suss it out. She didn't plan anything at Ellingston. Leave her alone.
Relax, child. If she's innocent, she'll be safe. Have you no faith in the Queen's justice?
She snatches the plans, rolls away. Dade slumps off in defeat. Cuts to Kate's room. Clockers pouring over some plans. Dade knocks and enters.
Miss Liberty, listen.
Hey, one moment.
I have to tell you something.
And wait.
Have a gawk at it. It's as lean and clean as a cat in Cornwall.
Looks like Clarker built it.
This contraption is heaped.
That's poorly, lads. It's unfinished. This is going to take until the ends of the earth to decipher. I'll have to fetch us some coffee and some cocoa leaves.
Mr. Murphy, would you like to turn?
I think I know what it is. It's a mechanical worm.
What does it eat?
It nibbles. You see this? It gathers nickels from the counting house drawers every night.
How much?
Well, at that wind-down rate, it could keep going for months. Easily take £1 million.
Whoever built this is going to need somebody else sent to the tower for it. And that's a phenomenon, and that's Josie, and that's us. We must find the plans, or the automaton itself, so that we can work out where the money is going before the worm self-destructs. Otherwise, gentlemen, we have no hope of uncovering its pernicious creator.
I think I know who the pernicious creator is.
What? Who?
Ellington Security Mole. I gave her a copy of the plans ago.
Fie! Mr. Murphy!
I didn't know what was on it!
Oh man, that's universally stupid, man.
Yo, you are a light magsman, man.
but why should she come to you?
I've spent time in the salt box. I was Arctic Pole.
Arctic Pole? Oh, your metal broke down 150 mil machines in a day. I thought you were Scotsman. Hook, lads, this is Arctic Pole.
That's distant.
Well, isn't that delightful? There goes my entry to the Royal Society.
Dinner be credit, this is Arctic Pole.
I'll make it up to you. And how will you do that, pray tell?
I'll get the rest of the plans. I'll clock the Big Ben.
I'll trace you like a witch, lad. You'll be right clanked in.
I'm gonna find you with a smoking lounge.
Blessed if I care!
You're right, lad. Even if you had the passcode, it'd take 10 minutes to get in, and then you'd have to find the plans, man. I mean, the police will have you in 5 minutes.
So boiled with tripe.
Yes. And one should never eat tripe at table alone. With me, we can do it in 7.
Then you both were in the Broad Arrow. I hope we can do it in 6.
Look at yourselves. You great big foolish gobshites. The man's a house. If I help, we can do it in 5 minutes.
All right. Let's go shopping.
Woohoo! Boom!
This is basically a montage sequence in a movie, which is a bit problematic. We'll start with Dade and Kate outside the Ellison building.
So we're under the Ellison building now.
This drain comes up in the courtyard.
Ladies first.
Kate climbs the ladder. Dade walks around aerially.
You know, if I were to take advantage of the situation and glance up, I might see your blooms.
Mr. Murphy!
I was just pointing out, of course, I live by a strict code of honour, so I wouldn't dream of doing so.
I should certainly hope not. In any case, Mr. Murphy, you should be grievously disappointed if you tried. Young ladies of taste and refinement never wear bloomers.
I see. Metaphorically.
We emerge from the temple.
And here we go, right by the bins. Oh, kitchen scraps, more kitchen scraps.
Paper. Here, help me sort.
Elsewhere.
Come on, man, we've only got a wee while.
Can't hurry genius. Or clockwork.
Abracadabra. Wait, something's wrong.
Big bad thought you've not wound it up.
Glacial.
Hurry up, lad.
Here we go. It'll pick up every telegraph sent to the exchange until it winds down.
Elsewhere again. Plague is striking your automatic, fiddling with them, winding them up, and baby talking.
Come on, little ones, come here. Come on. Bitsy, bitsy little friends. I might need to call on you sooner than I wanted to. I'm afraid my loves, my doves. Dobbin, my Dobbin. And little bludger and tiny kill cutter. Not blaming you, my sweets. You're unstoppable, you are. I know you are. For those silly civilians. Civilians! Those nasty children are clockers, so you'll have to be careful. You don't need to worry. All we have to do is finish converting the Big Ben to do our evil, weevil little bidding, and then we can just lay great big waste to the nasty old city, can't we? Oh, don't look like that. We have to. We need to get those nasty clockers all locked up. Nobody's going to believe them then, are they? No, they aren't. No, they aren't. And then we'll have all the money. And we can just pop across the channel. Yes, we can. What you have to remember is that there is no right and wrong. There is only delightful and dull. And hanging from a rope sounds very dull to me. If someone has to do it, better them than us, my sweet.
Unless the 5,000 Swiss francs are transferred by courier to a location I will specify in the 7 days, the Ellingson Counting House Big Ben will be turned to my purposes and inflict all manner of horrors upon your city. Your humble servant, Leonardo da Vinci.
There is nothing
to talk. Now, all you little friends, I'm going to put you in the cupboard while I talk to Mr. Gill. But if you wait patiently, I'll get you out again. We're going to have such good fun.
Plague opens the door, suddenly businesslike.
Look here, this danger's becoming unacceptable, Miss Plague.
Indeed. The Big Ben will be taken over tomorrow morning at 10:30, and those clockers try to break into our tunnels again. At this point, I must insist that you take more strenuous action, or else the Ellingson Counting House and Big Ben Manufactory will hold Scotland Yard responsible.
Mm. No use of a telegraph machine.
Little Dukin, I don't usually let... I mean, certainly, Mr. Gill.
I'm putting out arrest warrants for Kate Liberty, alias Vitriol Soot, Emmanuel Goldstein, alias Snack the Ripper, Dedalus Murphy, alias Catastrophe Overclock, alias Arctic Pole, and Paul McCook, alias Laird Nikon.
Snack, Date, Kate and Nikon are eating jelly deals. Kate and Dave sharing some of the corner. Nikon has a haggis on top. A clattering noise begins.
Yo, that sounds downy.
Turns over and listens, transcribing.
Suits.
Nikon follows.
Suits, got a wee problem here.
Do we have time to finish eating?
Not totally.
There's a warrant out from the police. Maybe we better duck our way out the window and onto the underground.
They start to leave, climbing out the window onto a back street in a matter of.
All right, so what do we do when we're there? What do we have?
She pries open a map.
Well, we have a dozen passcodes from the builders at Ellington, and the papers we haven't sorted through yet.
They walk through a tunnel and drop out onto an underground platform. Snack shuffles through papers, trying to keep them under control as the wind from an approaching train ruffles them.
Yo, everyone crow this out. What are the Da Vinci automata?
What?
They all get on the train.
Doesn't look like a snide. It's a notice about how they're going to respond to all the havoc that rogue Big Ben wreaked on the 14th.
What havoc?
You're hoagling, Gadgy. Today's the 13th.
Well, then this hasn't happened yet.
But wait, the 14th? That's the same day the automaton runs down. Good gracious, the Da Vinci automata. Didn't Phenomenon say that's what he was arrested for? Look. All manner of horrors. And they blame clockers.
Ugh, the game's afoot.
Our situation is grave, friends. I think I should alight at the next stop.
Hey, Kate, where will you be taking us?
I think you should keep out of the way. It's safer if we aren't all in the same place. Maybe conceal yourselves in those asparagus fields and better safe. I have an idea. Mr. Murphy, are you coming?
Dade gets
it. May the force be with you, man.
Lycon, Kate, Dade. All look at him.
The force.
Where?
Surely didn't want them arrested, laddie.
I mean, all for one for all, or whatever, okay?
Goodbye, Snip.
In a hushed opium den.
Where are we going?
There they are.
Razor Blade? She's in Lushington.
They're elite. Let's get them.
There's only one of them. They're a she.
They try to follow her through the crowd.
Now we've lost them. This way.
I don't like this.
An automaton pops out, holding a knife at Blade's throat.
I definitely don't like this.
Razor! Blade! Enough of this nonsense.
There is a tapping noise.
Morse code! This is ridiculous. She's right on the other side of that door. Where do we get in? Do we have to talk to her in semaphore?
Shh! What do you want?
To reap the harvest of perpetual peace.
Perfect!
She's a fat-headed dunnaker!
Do as they say.
Dave taps. He's halfway through when Razor opens the door.
The wench is smart. He has spirit. I'll keep her. Where's the mopstick, man?
Don't fret, Mr. Murphy. They won't hurt you. Now, Razor, Blade, this is important. An automaton called Da Vinci will take over a rogue Big Ben at 10:30 tomorrow.
It's somehow connected with the one that's stealing the money.
We need your help to snap some of the Big Ben mechanisms so we can kill the Da Vinci automaton and bring the pieces to prove who made it.
She's raving, but beyond Ray Rubies.
See, we're very busy. A speaking telegraph company that wishes to remain nameless has expressed interest in our writing.
Let's not bother these ladies further, Miss Liberty.
Wait, nobody said no. But you are going to need more than just two crackerjacks with citywide fame like us. You need an army. That's it! The mechanical army! If I were us, I'd get the word out of the tube! Send a major mayday! Clockers of the world, unite!
Are you going to take care of the Fat Fleet, Flat Fleet, even?
I don't believe I'll allow them to imperil our progress on Judah.
It's indeed.
Nearly that.
Hurry up!
Here, hold this.
I have extensive clockery experience myself, you know, Mr. Murphy. I'm quite capable of assisting with something more intricate than mere holding. Hold what?
My hand. Just to soothe my anxieties, Miss Liberty. The monkey should be setting off any moment.
I couldn't possibly. We don't have a chaperone.
Well, we'll know who to blame if this doesn't work. Aha! There.
How many are there?
Only 40, but they're fast. Once a couple of cars are rolled off the road, the rest of the traffic stopped off to be in Brighton in seconds. It'll be hours before the police cars can get through, and then the monkeys are set to converge on the Ellison security building. They should at least keep everyone distracted.
Okay, I'll send a message and tell the others to get moving.
Nikon and Snap are walking through a park.
Shush.
Oh, laddie, you're nearly listening to the birdies. Not a guest it of your sensitive wee heart.
It's no bird, you jerk. It's a maiden from King. Listen.
Victoria, clock the planet.
Yo, let's slap the tracks.
Victoria Station.
Now listen, this is important. We're going through the tunnels right to the heart of the Ellingson Big Ben, but we can't risk getting on the trains, so we're putting it the whole way. That means we need to be careful, and we need to be quick, and Snack, you need to take that off right now.
Of course, thanks, man.
Once we're in there, we'll be looking for the worm, and we'll need to be boarding our own matons to do that.
Hey, boom, 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 hey!
All right, that was just to clear the air. You know y'all wanted to say it.
Snack.
Yup.
Tunnels.
Good and guarded.
And make sure no one's following us. Josie, take his wrench.
They're roulette-ing through the tunnels now.
What, me? You're perfectly capable.
We're here.
They climb out into the Big Ben.
Ready?
I think so.
Very well, then. Let's clock.
They begin building automata to search for the worm and looking for plans. Snack enters.
So you'll be pleased to know the batteries got totally stuck in traffic and we're all alone at last, just you and me.
Dandy.
You probably won't be pleased to hear there are like 20 security maidens in the building and more on their way.
Oh, no be more than a whit of worry.
The other thing is, you feel that trembling?
Mm-hmm.
That's not my delightfulness, it's the Big Ben.
Is there a problem with the big screw?
No, actually the big screw's working as well, something that's just erupted from the earth on the back of a clockwork beast and is currently stomping around London destroying things.
Rock blossom!
Which part?
Westminster.
Could be worse.
There's spare wrenches in the cupboard, let's get clocking. We'll worry about this rampage when it gets somewhere important.
In the Ellingson security building, Plague is furiously setting more automata on and trying to deal with a load of little mechanical monkeys. Her assistant Hal is present.
Come on, my sweets, I know you can do this!
Yeah, these chicken time spiders, they're everywhere.
Deal with them!
They keep tapping out to give me a Victoria sponge. What do I do?
You give them a Victoria sponge, you lubber!
And we have a Nort traption attacking the doors to the main filing room.
Send Snibbles after it. And pass me an Nort sweet cog, I'm almost done there. There. Die, lug monkers!
There's new taps from the east. The Da Vinci monster's unscrewing the roof at some corner.
Then get the police up there and arrest the gadboon clockers! Give me a telegraph!
Back inside the Ellingson Big Ben, the clockers are clocking urgently.
It's all moving around too, Matt. How are we supposed to find anything when the whole building keeps stopping to crush the House of Parliament?
Man, there's too much rubbish to sort through. I need more time!
Telegraph coming through, it's for you, Overclock.
Dade goes to the telegraph machine to listen.
Game's over? Last chance to get out of this without going through Traitor's Gate. You're not good enough to triumph against me, you little house.
She probably means louse.
Or moose.
Louse.
Hard to tell clearly when you're under stress.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Maybe I'm not good enough, but we are.
Rock! All set!
Razor Blade climbs to the window, waving a
Is it fashionable to be late this year?
Only if you're still bringing friends.
Hey, laddie. You brought enough friends.
That's clear. There must be 300 fly slicers out there.
I count, 417.
Whoa, dudes.
I told them we want to shut down the Big Ben. And I told them to wait until it's done, Kensington. But it seems they just aren't the patient type.
I've got it. I've got the worm.
Whoa!
Thank heaven! Disable us and bring the vile thing over here. We need to figure out where it hid the money.
Doing it now. It looks like... I don't know. It's too convoluted.
It's just Gordian.
Nikon, Snack, get over here. We need you. What do you think?
We know the homing's controlled by the wee part we didn't see in the plans. So that's over here.
And if it follows that frigid ratchet down
is taken through the air vents?
And we've lost it. We're out of matons and we'd never fit through the vents.
Oops. It's so close!
Maybe if I cover myself in butter?
Josie! You'd fit.
Me?
Go on. You're the only one. I need you to go after the horde. It's left, right, left, and along the last two passageways, and then down the chute. Now go!
The police have got here.
Razor, Blade.
Yes?
Can we lend some assistance? Kill the Big Ben.
Understood.
Back with the plague.
Come on, you children of Hades. Is that all you can do? Come on! Let's see what else you think you can cluck. You dare challenge me? You dare? Well, I am not amused. You should have stayed in bed. You should have stayed in Bedlam. Come on!
They're in the spring room.
A spring doom, more like.
And there's something at the window?
They're going to... Snibbles! Snibbles! Let him in!
I can see the Big Ben from here. It's fainting about like a match girl.
Snibbles? You're not Snibbles. Oh. What have they done to you?
My dear Mistress the Plague, we seem to have got you, if you'll pardon the expression. Mess with the best, die like the rest.
Little flea broker!
It's fallen over.
That could be clockers. Emerging from the
rubble
of the Big Ben.
We did it!
Shall we be off, gentlemen?
Don't move. You're coming with me.
But I'm sure there must have been a misunderstanding. We were out for a punt on the Thames and this monstrous contraption
somehow...
I said
get moving.
Dade surreptitiously throws the disabled worm in a
bin as they pass. I refuse to come.
Because Because refuse sounds like refuse, as in rubbish.
Snack! I refuse! 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 Clock the planet! Clock the planet!
Be quiet and get in the car, Doug.
Clock the planet! Clock the planet!
After the police have left, Snack is sighing and looking in the first of many bins.
Refuse. He couldn't have hidden in a charming flower bed or some passing Fubsy's bosom. Tend to cackling candy, the worms in the very last bin covered in rock. Oh, no, here it is.
Plague's office or something.
Mr. Gill, any news?
We caught them.
Good.
Red-handed. You won't be having any more trouble from them.
Ha! Gill's office.
Me, all right? I did it. She knows nothing about Automata. She's just my betrothed.
I suggest you modify your attitude, because you are floating, and I'm about to form the Metropolitan Board of Works and hire Sir Joseph Battlejet to design a sewer network for Central London.
You've got a Mrs. Murphy to see you, sir.
Gill leaves the room.
Nah, what are you doing?
I'm trying to help you.
Mr. Murphy. Gaylords.
What?
Thank you for your help.
I think we can enter through the door.
Your son is in a lot of trouble, Mrs. Murphy. He's violated his probation and has engaged in criminal activity.
My son happens to be a genius. He understands something happening today that you won't comprehend if you live to be 100. And he would never use what he knows to harm a living soul.
The newspaper man you requested is here.
Oh, good. Because I have a few things to tell him.
Your son is facing 30 counts of high treason and an ongoing investigation. You face possible arrest yourself if you discuss this with a newspaper man without official permission.
Mister, I don't care if I face certain death.
Mrs. Murphy stays in this room.
My, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Plague's room.
Yes, my sweets. We're going to turn on the speaking telegraph and hear that lovely Mr. Gill tell us all about those nasty little clockers.
And attacked and eventually destroyed the innocent Big Ben. Mr. Gill, is this the latest we've seen of this type of diabolical chicanery?
Well, I'm afraid not. Clockers are a grave threat to our nation and empire. This incident just demonstrates without a doubt that we need an increased force to...
Razor and blade room.
Snap is also. Alright, nearly ready. Just wait for the last frog lander to click into place. There we go.
And furthermore.
Glistery!
And furthermore, that we should.
Snack cuts him off. The broadcast has been blocked.
Hold on, boys and girls. It's I, Snack the River, making my inaugural speaking telegraph address across the great city of London, from Richmond to Greenwich and even beyond. I speak to you across two hemispheres. Yes, you're right. I'm here to tell you about the heinous scheme hatched from within Ellington's very own walls. How are we doing, Kenshin?
Still on the tubes. I'm working hard to keep it that way.
Shivering. So, for what was the scheme hatched, you ask? World domination? Nay, something far less tasteful, not nearly so in tune with our nation's global interests. An automaton called Da Vinci had been launched because the Ellington Big Ben had run rogue through our fair city, to be blamed on innocent clockers. But this automaton was really the duck decoy, right? Who could be so insurmountably important that it was someone to create a, such a nasty, boot fox, very warm automaton? Could it be to cover the tracks for a little worm contraption? A worm that was to steal £1,000,000? The cog for the assembly of this platform, custom made for Eugenia Belford, Ellington's very own security officer.
Gill's office.
Son of a crap.
What's this I have here? Is it the key to the underground vault beneath Belford's house where the money was moved from inside its storage place in the Big Ben? I think so. Yo. Kind of feel like God.
That's my laddie.
Woo! We did it!
Train to France.
There you are, Mr. Lovelace. The train should take about 8 hours today. Can I get you some lukewarm tea?
Lovelace is the plague in disguise. She's wearing a wig and some spectacles.
Just a pillow, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now stand up.
What? What's going on? Let go of me! Miss! Oh, miss! I've never traveled with your rail company again! Oh!
On a rooftop swimming pool in London, Dade and Kate.
I must admit, this is very elegant, Dadeless.
Guess it's lucky we didn't let the Big Ben crush Kensington after all. Would you care to bathe?
They walked down the steps into the water, fully clothed.
In fact, most distressing that they decided to do one, you know?
They didn't, I'm afraid. They simply felt it was the only way you'd allow me to court you. Anyway, you're really fairly good. You're elite.
Oh! You know, if you'd said so in the beginning, you'd have saved yourself an awful lot of trouble.
Get to the bottom of the steps.
I'm afraid I can't actually swim.
Oh dear.
Perhaps you care to hold my hand, for safety's sake.
We're still unchaperoned, you know. but we wouldn't want you to drown.
Okay. Oh, all hail Holly and Brendan. Are you plucking a raspberry?
I can completely twist off individual
this so
nodules.
Sounds like a euphemism here. I'm plucking the raspberry.
I can twist off an individual nodule and then eat it.
That's what one of the prosecution bests.
Maybe I shouldn't because it's a screwdriver.
Are we recording all of this?
Well, yeah.
I'm being safe for posterity.